Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. We will open our meeting by singing together hymn 155. 155. Great God, we sing thy mighty hand, by which supported still we stand. The opening year thy mercy shows, that mercy crowns it till it close. Hymn 155. We will now sing together hymn 286. 286. Ye saints in Christ, his brethren, let faith cast out your fear. The dark night is departing and the morning light is near. The bridegroom is arising and soon he draweth nigh. Up, pray and watch and wrestle. At midnight comes the cry. Hymn 286.
Thank you.
We will now listen, brothers and sisters, to the word of exhortation, and Brother David Wood is to give that word to us. Brother David.
Good morning, brethren and sisters. I'd like to read some words to you from the prophecy of Amos. This is God speaking through Amos. The end has come upon my people Israel. I will not pass by them any more. And the songs of the temple shall be wailing in that day. The end is come upon my people Israel. Now, you may be wondering, indeed I hope you are wondering, why I should begin an exhortation on the last day of the year with an unfamiliar and somewhat obscure quotation from a minor prophet. Well, stay with me and you will see where we are going. Meanwhile, let's just turn our attention to the hymn we've just sung. Ye saints in Christ, his brethren, let faith cast out your fear. The dark night is departing, the morning light is near. And in a sense, that is happening now. At least in these northern latitudes, the dark night is indeed departing. We are 10 days on from the winter solstice. Shorter nights and longer the number of hours of daylight. It may only be 4 minutes since this time last week, but it's a start. It's a start. Even as we think of the return of the sun, not much evidence today, but it is coming back to these northern latitudes, the sun, even that we can link with that hymn. It says the bridegroom is arising. And if you refer to Psalm 19, and I think it's verse 4, you will see the sun compared to a bridegroom going forth. And actually, in the last verse of the hymn, it says, arise, thou sun, so long for. And those of us who don't like the dark and the winter and the cold do indeed long for the natural sun, quite apart from the spiritual message. All of which is in fulfilment of God's ancient promise to Noah. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer will not cease. And God made that promise to Noah, and he has kept it ever since, because God keeps his promises. So let's go back to Amos. The end is come upon my people Israel. Perhaps it will help if I pair it with another similar quotation which will be much more familiar. To you, O profane, wicked prince of Israel, whose day has come, whose iniquity shall end. Remove the turban, take off the crown. You know how the rest goes. Overthrown, overthrown. I will make it overthrown, and it shall be no longer until he comes whose right it is, and I will give it him. Profane, wicked prince of Israel, whose day has come, whose iniquity shall end. God promised judgment on his people. It's all very sad. He promised judgment on his people because of their wickedness, because of their behavior. Now, maybe it seemed a long time coming. Maybe many of his people said, it'll never happen, it'll never happen. The wise man in Ecclesiastes says, because judgment upon an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the sons of men is set on doing evil. That's Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 11. But that judgment did come, and God's promise was fulfilled, whether it's a good promise or a bad promise, of the consequences, it happens because God fulfills his promises, just like the winter solstice and the return of the sun and the summer that we are witnessing even now. Profane, wicked prince of Israel, whose day has come, whose iniquity shall end. We are at an end today. The end of our year 2017. In about 12 and a half hours' time, it will no longer be 2017, if God permits things to go on that long. Now, the winter solstice is a divine arrangement. God ordained that it should be so. The changing of the calendar is very largely a human arrangement. It's to some extent arbitrary. For us, the year ends on December the 31st, and a new one begins on January the 1st. But were we Jewish, we would have been living in the year 5778, since last September the 21st. If we were followers of Islam, we would be living in the year 1439, since last September the 21st. If we were Chinese, we would have to wait until next February the 16th, when we would enter upon the year of the dog, for what that's worth. Our daily readings make us think of the end of things. Malachi is the end of the Old Testament. Revelation ends the New Testament. Our first reading from Job is a little bit out of line, because actually the last book, the end of the historical books, is Esther. And Job is the first of the wisdom books, the poetic books, and goes more properly with Proverbs, Ecclesiastes and Psalms. But that's just how it works. So we think of the end of things, the end of the present order of things, the end that is the culmination of God's purpose. Let's see if we can capture the spirit of the end of things by reading some of those words from Malachi and other places. Let me read to you some words of scripture. This is from Malachi chapter 3. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. And chapter 4. Behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, says God, the sun of righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. The sun left this earth, but it will return. Just as it sank to the south as the year grew old, now it is returning to the north again. The sun of righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. prophet Haggai. Thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace. Once more, it is a little while, and I will shake heaven and earth, and the desire of all nations shall come. Habakkuk. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. The vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak. It will surely come. Hymn 272. The vision tarrieth not. At the appointed time it speaks. By man forgot, God's purpose is sublime. Yea, though it tarry long and seemeth not to grow, let faith and hope be strong. The word of God ye know. The vision tarrieth not. At the appointed time it speaks. Yea, though it tarry long and seemeth not to grow. What does it speak? It speaks by man forgot, God's purpose is sublime. This is what the Apostle Peter says, turning to the New Testament in his second letter, speaking to us as well as our first century brethren and sisters. Know this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and say, where is the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. It'll never happen. Warning for us, I guess. For this, he says, they willfully forget that by the word of the Lord the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. God promised judgment in the days of Noah. It was a long time coming, humanly speaking. 120 years, I understand. Noah, no doubt, was telling his neighbours and building the ark. It'll never happen. It'll never happen. But it did. God had promised it. And God keeps his promises. Just like the continual changing of the seasons. We carry on with Peter. The heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If Jesus had come in 1960, I wouldn't have been baptized. Possibly some of you won't. You could come to much more recent years and say, well, if Christ had come then, this one or that one would not have taken on the name of Jesus and had the hope of salvation. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. He's long-suffering. We're wanting all to come to repentance. But, Peter goes on, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with great noise and the elements melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, he says, since all these things will be resolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, and so on. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. We, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. The end of the old year is followed immediately with the beginning of the new. And when we enter upon the new year, in our case, 2018, the end of that year seems a very long way off. But it will come. It will come. Let's read again those words of Peter. We, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. We didn't read Revelation 21, but I'm going to read some of it to you now. John saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. So the old passes away, and the new is brought in, just like the year. Now, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, it is done. I am Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. Revelation 22 we did read, but we will read some of it again. This is Jesus speaking. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Behold, I make all things new. What did he say to his disciples when he commanded them to do this ceremony of breaking of bread and drinking of wine, particularly when he gave them the cup? Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." A few words from our next hymn. "Lo, our sins on thee we cast, thee our perfect sacrifice, and forgetting all the past, press toward our glorious prize." That hymn begins, by the way, "For thy mercy and thy grace, faithful through another year." And after the verse that I've just read to you, it goes on, "Dark the future, let the light guide us, bright and morning star." Let's have some more words from the book of Revelation. Again, chapter 22. "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star." And we go back again to hymn 272. "Ye watchmen of the night, anticipate the dawn. Pray, pray for Zion's light, pray for Jerusalem. The vision hath an end. Yea, he who shall will come, the man at God's right hand to build Jerusalem. The vision hath an end. Yea, he who shall will come." Jesus says, "He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Amen."
We will now sing together hymn 159. "For thy mercy and thy grace, faithful through another year, hear our song of thankfulness, Jesus, our Redeemer, hear." Hymn 159. We will now conclude by singing together hymn 272. 272. The vision tarrieth not. At the appointed time, it speaks. By man forgot, God's purpose is sublime. Yea, though it tarry long and seemeth not to grow, let faith and hope be strong. The word of God ye know. Hymn 272.